Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, quick reminder that everything here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System is my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. Gentlemen, this is built off of decades of research and development. My experience as owning a personal clothier, having helped thousands of men build their wardrobe. I take my background in science and apply it to my Science of Style section. It is action oriented. We've got an amazing community. We've got live training, 100 plus lessons with resource materials. We cover body language, etiquette, manners. I give you buy lists for your core wardrobe. Gentlemen, go check it out. You won't be disappointed. To learn more about the Personal Image System, just type it into Google, the Personal Image System, or go to Real Men Real Style, where you're going to see a banner and it will take you over there. Or, like I recommend, join my email list. Guys, I put out information and I announce whenever I'm going to open up a course. All right, gentlemen, today we're going to talk about the science of sex appeal. I am, very limited here. I'm going to bring in a number of studies. All of this can be found over at the Personal Image System. It can be found in our Science of Style section in the Personal Image System. As I've discussed before, I have researchers go in, dive through the stacks. So they've pulled out a lot of research that's been done in the last 10 years that helps us understand the power of fragrance, the power of the fit of clothing, the power of looking your best and giving a strong masculine appeal. Now, most of what we talk about here is geared towards men, but I think that women can learn from this as well. Another limitation, and I've had people, say, Antonio, why do you only talk about heterosexual relationships? Most of the all the research I have is geared towards heterosexual relationships. However, I do feel that this stuff applies across the board because I do feel that men are going to want to be around other men who display strong characteristics, because what makes us attractive sexually also makes us attractive, I think, just as a leader. I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. So you can find that by dressing well, by giving off this healthy persona, what maybe a woman, she's looking at a man, she's looking at the shoulder build, she's looking at his hands, she's looking at his hip to chest to shoulder ratio. Another man is looking at this guy and saying, okay, this guy is in great shape. He can, he's got my back. This guy can cover for me. I would like to partner, do business with. And if we go back, way back, this is a guy that I would go on a hunt with because he looks like he's going to be able to pull his own weight. So my background, by the way, is actually evolutionary biology. When I was at Cornell College, this is what I studied. I loved it. Went down to the rainforest in Ecuador and spent time, over near the Galapagos and all that stuff. So it's always very fascinating for me to see these things because we like to believe that we are, and we live in a PC society, which is trying to downplay a lot of this stuff, that we should all be nice with each other, that we should play fairly. We're taught this as kids. We should share. We should, not try to, we're surrounded by this stuff that tries to press down what is, I think, innate in human beings. And that's that we are competing for the best mate, that we are competing for the best set of friends, because we want to have these groups. We want to have these people that we surround ourselves with so that we can improve. Now, I'm not saying that we're limited by that. And I'm not saying that, this is something that I think that we need to, fall to our innate natures and be basically a slave to our desires. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is it's important to understand that. And that's so put that information out there and let's go ahead and dive into it, because I know that some of you guys are really curious as to what I'm going to reveal in this episode. So let's first look at men's clothing. I think this is the easiest thing that most guys can start to get right. And that's, I've talked about it before, but get your clothing to fit you. If you are in somewhat decent shape, you're going to look a lot better when your clothing starts to fit you. Why? Because it's going to build up your shoulders. And I'm assuming that you're wearing maybe a sports jacket, jeans, and a pair of boots. So you know, relatively casual, although some men may consider that being really dressed up. I guess you could wear that to a wedding down in New Mexico, but in New York or Chicago, that's going to be considered casual style. Let's talk about the jacket. Why do I always think a man should wear a jacket? There are certain features with a jacket, whether it be a suit jacket, sports jacket, blazer, even it could be a jacket that's a casual jacket, like a motorcycle jacket. All of these, what they do is they build up the shoulders. When you build up a man's shoulders, immediately he looks taller, he looks stronger, and he gives off a sense of strength. Another great thing about building up the shoulders is that it gives you more, it gives you a little bit more leeway in the midsection area. Most of us are carrying a little bit of weight, some of us a lot of weight, in that midsection area. By building up our shoulders, all of a sudden, at worst, we're getting a square shape versus Grimace. You guys remember Grimace over at McDonald's? Did anyone ever say they found Grimace, you know, he was attractive? Well, there probably were some crazy people that thought that, but I can tell you that most people, no, Grimace is the anti-attractive. And there's a reason why he fell off McDonald's, because he came off as not being healthy. When you build up your shoulders, and again, you can throw on a motorcycle jacket, you can throw on a leather jacket, and you're going to build up your shoulders and you're going to start to trim up the waist area. All of a sudden, this V shape is the most iconic, and for a man, it gives off this strong masculine feel. There's a reason why bad boys wear that. There's a reason why stockbrokers, successful lawyers, successful consultants, that they wear, they just look great when they're wearing that jacket, because it gives that those natural lines that a man, it's going to make them look better. Now, there's some other smaller benefits which still actually apply, and it's important that the overall jacket fits well. Let's look at the hands. So have you ever looked at a racer or a cafe style leather jacket? Let's also look at a suit jacket that's actually cut well. Notice how it fits well in the arms, and when it does that, it can make even small hands look larger. Larger hands are a very quick trait that women look at and other men look at. This is someone that you can grab onto things. If we go back to, you know, basically primates, they will actually judge, you know, usually the alpha male in a pack, he's actually, and I probably just used the wrong terms there, but the point is, larger hands are something that they look at as stronger, being able to grip, and women perceive as being more masculine. Now, let's look at other things like that. Let's look at the waist. So the key with the waist is it's smaller than the shoulders. So it's better to, a square is probably about as bad, you know, a square, you know, obviously the shoulders to the waist, it's the same. But if we can build up those shoulders, then and we can maybe trim up the waist, all of a sudden, and that's why whenever you stand, you always button your jacket. If you're wearing a leather jacket, you zip it up a little bit at the bottom. So all this makes a little bit of sense. Now let's talk about, where are we being drawn to? A lot of these jackets, they're going to look best, especially we see this in suit jackets, and that's why they actually have the fold over. If you look at the front of a suit jacket, do you notice how the lapel folds over? Now, this comes out of a military uniform, and if you were to fold those lapels back, it would actually fully close up. Now, when you zip up a full leather jacket, you know, it's fully closed right there, but on most suit jackets, sports jackets, blazers, it's going to open up there, and it's going to form that V right in the front. The cool part about that V is you can actually direct people to point up and to go back and look at your face. That's one of the reasons that we wear a tie. Think about it. The tie points right to the face, and that's where you want people to look. In addition, if you decide to wear an open collar shirt, that's to your advantage as well, because it can, especially if it's a collared shirt and it has a really strong collar on it, all of a sudden it's going to build up your neck a bit, and it's going to draw attention to your Adam's apple. Adam's apple, one of the things that women look for to show that you got a healthy dose of testosterone when you were younger, and that you are actually, you know, a strong, let's say you're a good strong male. And it's these subconscious things that they look at, and instantly they size up within seconds without knowing it. So again, that's the power of the simple jacket. And there's many other things that we could have gone into here. I've talked about texture. I've talked about leather, how that is by itself gives off a very strong masculine type of feel. You can actually play with some of the fabrics. So you can do what I talked about, you know, actually going with something that's got a napped surface. And that's where it's actually kind of a three-dimensional, almost where you want to touch it, and that can help break down barriers. So you don't want to give this really strong tough guy look. You want to give this strong masculine feel, and at the same time, invite people, especially the ladies, to come touch you on the shoulder. All of a sudden you break down and they start to, it's just you break down those barriers. Now, I alluded to it in the clothing, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper here. So size and proportion ratios, very important. I've talked about it, that the shoulders are larger than the waist, but we also want to pay attention to the buildup of the chest to the waist as well. So the more we can build up the chest and draw attention to it and show that basically you've got good muscle build. Why? Again, it's about showing that you got a good dose of testosterone when you were younger. Therefore, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. Another thing that I love about jackets and clothing in general is that you can work to, let's say that one of your shoulders is slightly lower than the other. Now, that could have happened because, you know, of the way you were born, or maybe it's an old injury. In any case, whenever you've got things like that, maybe one hand droops lower, you've got issues like this, and a lot of people do, you can actually work with a skilled tailor and he can add more padding in there to start to build up your shoulder and actually balance it out. Another thing that we want to look at is just simply the arms and the length. So whenever you go for a higher cut in the hole of basically the armhole of the jacket, it gives your arms a more proportioned look, especially if you've got shorter arms. If you are a shorter man in general, one of the things with wearing clothing that's going to give you a leaner silhouette is that you can, from a distance, you can definitely give off the feel that you're not short, that you are closer to proportioned. Now, I talked about the outfit that I had chosen was boots, jeans, and a sports jacket. One of the things I love about boots, guys, guess what they do? They make you look a bit taller. They do actually make you taller if they've got a bit of a heel. In fact, some Western boots have about 2 to a 3 inch heel. So why do you want to look taller? It is just one of those characteristics that overall, if you're carrying a bit of weight, the taller you look, it's just going to give you a leaner profile. But it's also something that women want to date someone who is at least as tall, preferably taller than them. Tons of information out there. Sorry, I know some of us short guys, I'm 5'9", so I'm average. I know I've got friends that are 5'7", 5'6". What they have found, though, is the choice of footwear can give them an inch and gives them a lot of confidence. And again, wearing the jacket makes you look a little bit taller. Be careful of, and I know some of you guys are wondering, Antonio, what about, I've read maybe the book The Game or some of these others in the pickup space, and they talk about peacocking yourself, putting on a hat, wearing something that's outlandish. My thoughts on items like this is that if you really can wear it with confidence and you're used to wearing a hat, you're used to wearing something that draws a bit of attention, maybe some really flashy shoes, maybe a shirt that people are drawn to. If you can wear it and you're used to wearing it, you've practiced wearing it, and you feel great wearing it, and you wear it with confidence, sure, go for it. But if you're not, understand that you're wearing a costume, and be careful because you don't want to come off as that guy that, yeah, you know, he's like just trying to put on a show and it looks fake. It doesn't look good. But if it's part of who and what your style's about, then go for it. Now, the last point I'm going to talk about, and guys, I go into a lot more of this over at the Personal Image System, but how the right clothing can actually signal wealth. Why is wealth important? Well, let's just say it's one of the key indicators that women are looking at when they're choosing a mate. Sorry, doesn't sound fair. I know it's not politically correct to say that women care about money, but they do, and they should. You know why? Because I think it's a great indicator of how we live in a world in which many people have somehow tried to make making money a bad thing. I live in the United States, and I think that making money is a great scorecard. It's a great way in a subjective world to have something that's objective on how well your business is doing, on how well you perform, on how well you can sell yourself and your services. Now, when it comes to, you know, women, having 3 daughters, having a wife, I know that there are certain things they just want out of life. I mean, anything past $75,000 to $80,000 that's shown your level of happiness actually doesn't go up much after that. But it is something that I grew up, I know my mom's been through multiple divorces, and I know growing up, we never had money. And money was always something that people were talking about. So I know that a lot of people, you know, they do select for it. So when you get rid of maybe that stigma that, you know, I should, no one should judge me based off money. And instead, think of it like you're wearing clothing, you're wearing things which are signals of where you're going. I like that a lot more because it shows, because you can be an artist and you can realize, you know, what the path I'm going down. Most people say, you know, I'm going to be a starving artist. I don't look at it that way. I'm going to be the best at my game. I'm going to be an amazing painter. I'm going to have my own shop. I'm going to get my stuff out there. I'm going to change the world with my paintings. And I'm going to do really well with that because I'm going to be a successful business owner. When you look at it that way, I think that all of a sudden you realize, and this is what I love, you start to think about, what does this successful person look like? And start to dress for that. So this successful painter, does he wear a sports jacket? Maybe, and you may be saying, you know, I'm not a sports jacket kind of guy. Well, have you really thought about it? And have you looked at all the options? Have you looked at the history? Have you looked at yourself in a mirror and realized, wow, some of these sports jackets are works of art in themselves. And I would love, maybe I'm not going to own a whole lot of sports jackets, but I'm going to own a few. And what I love about these jackets is, since I'm a painter, I actually have specialty pockets on the inside so I can carry my favorite easel and pen or pencil so I can just draw right there. And I always carry it with me because it's a lot easier, you know, than carrying a bag or carrying something. And once you start to realize, hey, this is actually a functioning piece of gear, you can then bring it into your wardrobe. And the key, getting back to signaling wealth, I know I kind of alluded to it, is you start to invest more. You buy nicer pieces. A woman who, you know, is someone that maybe you were very attracted to, she comes up, she notices the jacket. She loves your jacket. The fact that you pay attention to all these small details. You know, you have a watch. It's not the most expensive watch, but you explain this is a watch that has been passed down and it looks a lot more expensive than what it is, and you get compliments on it. You wear jewelry. You wear certain pieces which send signals. You don't wear it to be flashy, but you still have nice pieces that you had to save up for. All of these things signal that you pay attention to the small details and that you are a man that is a bit more sophisticated, is going places. Some men, they're going to take, you know, they're just going to go off and they're going to buy what's a bit flashy. I have a friend, he's got numerous Rolexes. He likes to wear jewelry, which intimidates. That is really what he likes to do. He goes out and he has women come up and they notice these details. Now, I don't know what kind of women these are and really where those relationships go, but the point is, people notice. They notice shoes. They notice the quality and the cut of clothing. And it's especially when other people who buy this. And one of the things I've learned is that women at an earlier age seemed, and again, very general statement here, but they are paying much more attention to looks, clothing, scent, and all of these things. I find as a man, because I pay attention to these things, because I put more effort into them, I can actually compliment women on what they've paid attention to, how they smell, how they're dressed. I don't just say that they look great. I can talk specifically about their hair. I can talk specifically about how that particular dress just gives her a great looking silhouette. And that's a lot. I get away with saying that versus saying, oh, that dress makes you look, you know, sexy. I can't say that to just some random woman as a married man. But as someone that has designed clothing, I can look at that and say, wow, that you did a great job choosing that. I mean, it really complements your body type. And that, you know, I have found works for me. You've got to find what works for you. But the key is when you start to understand that clothing send signals, that clothing can make you look more attractive, that clothing can give off a signal that you're doing well in life, then you get to use it however you so choose so that you can get your message out there. All right, guys, that's it for Science and Sex Appeal. If you want more, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode 12. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? I've got two options for you. One, go check out the personal image system. That's what this entire episode was based off of. I've got the science of style. It's action-oriented, has an amazing community. We've got live training and 100-plus lessons with great resource material. Or go check out Real Men Real Style. I've got a free app over there for you, which has some of the world's most amazing style infographics. There's over a thousand free videos and articles. We've got free ebooks, free courses. I've even got a free consultation system that you can enter a little bit of information about yourself and get a personalized video. Guys, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.